Okay, today's daf is Kuf Samach Hey. We are on Kuf Samach Dalim of Beis, four lines to the bottom. Today's shiur is, we have a double sponsor, well, almost a triple sponsor, but for two reasons. By Simcha Klein and Joy Losev and family in memory of Simcha and Joy's father, Harav Yitzchak Ben Peretz. And it's also sponsored by the Silver family in memory of Akiva's grandmother, Gittel Bas Moshe Yisrael. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so, Amar of Amram. Amarav. Ramam says the name of Rav. Shalosh Averus ain't Ot. This is what we're up to, right? Shalosh Averus ain't Adam Nitzel Mehem B'chol Yom. There are three Averus that a person cannot withstand, and he violates them every day. The Maharsha points out that it can't be that you're bound to violate them. Because Baruch Hu can't give you a commandment that you're not able to perform. Otherwise, there's no Bechira, and then there's no Onesh. So he says it means it's very difficult. Not that it's impossible, it's very difficult. But, of course, you have the possibility, you have the ability, you have bechira to choose not to violate these averas. Number one is hirur avera, which is a machshavos of arayos. So that's what the Yad Ramah says. Right? The Yad Ramah says, you learned this out in Masech Lozor, and Lav Chaf Amud Beis, the Pasuk says, v'nishmartim yikol davera, which means, that shelo yahayir adam bayom, v'yavol dey tumah b'layla, the Ramah adds, an af hirur b'pnuya, it's considered hirur avera. It's a hirur avera. Machshavas arayos, the iyun tefila, and the next thing is iyun tefila. What is iyun tefila? So that is a machlokist as well. The Rashbam points out iyun tefila. Last Rashbam on the Amud, yesh mefarshim. Some explain shila acher shehitpalel after you daven, dan belibo she yishalim lo kadosh baruch hu scharo. After you daven, he basically says, okay, God, I daven well. I had kavana. Where is it? Give me what I asked for. Which is a little different than the drasha we had on Shabbos, which was sort of that you have to have the confidence that you'll get it. But according to here, this is an avera to have such confidence and such brazenness to say, okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me what I daven for. She said, "V'yasa Kadosh Baruch Hu tzarcha v'yishma tefilasa l'fishi spal b'kavana." Since I daven b'kavana, the expectation is to get it right away. That's what the Rashbam says. Others say, no. What's the problem with that? If you have such confidence in your tefila, so it says that your tefila means you didn't daven with kavana. You didn't have proper kavana. Rabbeinu Gershom says that the avera based on the Rashbam is that you're menasis Hashem, you're testing Hashem. But Rektosos points out iyun tefila that shouldn't be a big deal. So he just says it means that you have a lack of kavana. That's definitely something that we all do. Every day. And the last one is Lashon Hara. Speaking, is Lashon Hara. So Gemara says, Lashon Hara, Sakadaitach. You really going to think that every single day a person is over the Isser in Lashon Hara? I don't understand the Havamina. Yeah, Ein Lachanam, every day. So it's over in Lashon Hara. I don't understand what the Gemara is bothered that everyone's over by Lashon Hara. So Gemara says, no, it means Ela Avak Lashon Hara. That's talking about Avak Lashon Hara, which is, again, not, Avak means not the Iker Isser of Lashon Hara. It means something else, meaning it's something that through which you say something, a bad thing. Can other people say a bad thing about somebody? For example, the Rashbam points out, the case over there in Erechin is that you say that in this certain house, you always see a fire. And so basically, someone says, there's always smoke coming out of the chimney over there. So people say, oh, they're always cooking there. So I'm not sure what the problem is there. They're very wealthy, or they're very, something like that. What? Very gluttonous. Or they're giving a lot of stucco, or it could be interpreted in many ways. But right, okay. But they bring down here that the smog says that this case is a case of Lashon Hara Gomor. So because the moral there says Hechizami Lashon Hara, it's Lashon Hara. So he says that can't be a case of Avak Lashon Hara. So Avak Lashon Hara is something else. Where's Avak Lashon Hara? Where's my note? Yeah, you talk to somebody and you start saying something good about somebody, and then it leads to Lashon Hara, speaking badly. That's what. So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Ro Begezel. Most people, they're nichshal in the Isser of Gezel. What does it mean Gezel? Most people Gezel. We'll learn in a few days. Gezel is Vayigzel Sechanis Miyana Mitzri. One of the definitions that Rashi gives about Gezel is that it's armed robbery almost. Most people are over on Gezel. So he says, no, what they bring down, the Rashbam says, Begezel, It says, "Rov bnei adam chashuvim al gezel ke'ein gezel." It's sort of similar gezel. Shemorin la'teira b'masu b'matin la'akav ishmei rivach haroy l'chavero. It's the other type of gezel. In Sanhedrin, they bring down two different. One other reason of gezel is that you claim that you don't have what someone lent you or someone gave to you. So to here in business, a lot of people they cheat a little bit. They walk home with a pen. They walk home with a pad of paper. It's ma'aseh b'chol yom v'yom. So that's they're over on gezel. Umir barayas, a small amount of people are nichshal on the averas of arayas. V'akol b'isra lashon hara, and everyone's nichshal on the isra of lashon hara. Again, the Gemara is bewildered. How can you say that everyone's over the isra of lashon hara? I don't understand what the bewilderment is. Everyone's over the isra of lashon hara. It's not. It's right. The lashon hara sakal daitach ela bevak lashon hara. Again, we're talking about avak lashon hara. I don't lashon hara. People speak lashon hara every day. Gemara can't speak lashon hara about the people by telling them that they speak lashon hara. So it doesn't. Okay, the Mishnah had mentioned two different stars. We had the star Pashut and the star Mekusher. And in the Mishnah of Mishim Gamil Omer Akol Minag Medina, you write with either star whatever based on the Minag Medina. So the Gemara asks, "V'tana Kama Lesley Minag Medina?" By the fact that Mishim Gamil says Akol Minag Medina, it's Mashu that he's arguing with Tana Kama who don't hold the Minag Medina. So basically, I think the question is. So the question is, according to the Tanna Kamma, you can tell me that if the Minhag of the Medina is to do one thing, you're not going to do that way? I mean, what does it mean? How is the Tanna Kamma arguing? Kol Minhag of the Medina says, Pasha, the way you make Shtaros, is that the way you make Shtaros? And also, the other question is, what does it have to do with anything? Tanna Kamma didn't mention anything about Minhag of the Medina. Then comes Rosh Hashanah Gamliel and says, Kol Minhag of the Medina? I think it's more than just, I think there are more questions than just one underneath here. So Amar Rav Ashi says, now listen. But Asra de Nihigi Pashut, in a place where the minog is to write a get Pashut, the Amr Lei and the Balashtar writes to the Sofer, Avidli Pashut, and he tells the Balashtar, the Sofer to make get Pashut for him, the Azal Avad Lei Mekusher, and the Sofer makes a get Mekusher, so where the minog is Pashut, he says Pashut, the Sofer makes Mekusher, then Kepeda. Everyone says that the Bal is Makbid on that. And therefore, this jar is no good because it doesn't come with the tziboy habal. And also, nihigi mekusher, v'amrali avadli mekusher, v'azav avadli pashut kepeda. The baal's makbid, if he's in a makam of mekusher, he asks for a mekusher, and the sofer makes a pashut. The baal wanted a mekusher, and therefore this get would be no good. So keep pligi. What's the machlokus between Tana Kamma and Shimon Gamliel? Keep pligi that the asra the nihigi be pashut ubi mekusher. We're talking about a place where it's the minhag is to do either one, right? Pashut or mekusher. The amr leis, the baal, the husband says to the sofer, avadli pashut, make for me a get pashut. The azov avadli mekusher. And he goes ahead and he makes him a get mekusher. So mar sovar kepeda. The Tana Kamma says, no, since he said make me a get pashut, and you made him a kusher, the baal is makbid on that, and therefore the get is pasul. Umar, Rav Shimon Gamliel sovar, mar makam hula. No, since it's the minhag, he's just mar makam, meaning, the kavana wasn't that the husband is saying that bedafka you should make me a pashut. His kavana was, I guess, if it's difficult for you making him a kusher, you can also make me a pashut. But he's fine as long as you make him a get, because that's the minhag in the Medina as well. What about the other way around? What if he tells him make me a makusher, but in the end he makes a but the sofer it's a makam where they have the minhag to make makusher and pashut. He says make me a makusher, and in the end the sofer makes a pashut. So the machlokas were showing as to whether or not, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's no hakpada there, because the reason why you make a makusher is so it will take a long time, and so there'll be a delay in the process, and maybe you'll calm down. So by him not making a makusher and having the get readily available more quickly, maybe in that instance the baal is makbid because he wanted time. So machlokas were showing him. The Ritva brings down that it's mashma the pesach of the Rashbam that only where he commanded him to make a pashut and he made him a kusher, then the get is kusher. But if he commands him to make him a kusher and he makes a pashut, then you can't say mar makam hula, because even Rav Shmuel will say it's pasul, because of what we said, because the whole point was to make it.
So it means the Bala himself wants to protect himself against his own.
Yeah, his own rashness. Alright, I think it brings down that the Yad Ramah says, that's what the Yad Ramah says, that's the reason that the Yad Ramah brings down, okay? Next case. Next. Now that we mentioned the dinner of Shimon Gamliel, that the words of the Baal are not dafka, the Gemara is going to bring other cases where it's with the words of someone are lav dafka, and we say the concept of mara makamum. So Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, kul sviru lehu mara makam hulo. They all have the same svara in their individual psakim. They all have the same pshat that's just mara makam hulo. What are the other cases? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mehad amaran. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is what we just said, because if it's the asher then he gives a pasha makushar, and he says make me a pasha, and the sofer makes him a kushar, he says it's mara makam hulo, and again it's still kosher. Rabbi Shimon, where do we see it from Rabbi Shimon? The Tzan. It's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. We're talking about a case where a man says to a woman that he's going to be Mekadish her with a dinner of Kesef. Okay? And she sends her Shliach to get the Kesef Kiddushin, and the husband gives a dinner of Zahav. Instead of silver, gives her gold. Right? Or he says to her that he'll give her a dinar of Zahav, and he gives her shliach a dinar of Kesef. So the Hanakam says, Eina Mekudeshes, she's not Mekudeshes, because maybe she wanted dafka of the gold or the silver. I don't know why you'd want the silver over the gold. Maybe she has a buyer for one of them. And that's specifically what she wanted. But Rav Shimon says, Im hitel shvach, if the mistake benefits her, meaning she in the case where he says that he'll give her dinar kesef, and he gives her a dinar zahav, and the zahav is worth more, then she doesn't lose anything. Harei zeh mukudeshes. Then she's mikudeshes, because you say that it's mara makam, then her kavan is only to be mikudeshes with something at least worth the kesef. But even worth even more, kol shekein, she wanted to be mikudeshes. Look at the Rashbam. V'im hitel l'shvach. The kiddushin, the omer eskashu li b'dinah shal kesef nimshes alzav. Right, but then he says al b'shvach yuchzin. He makes a chilek. If guy says you'll marry me if I'm a kohen or a levi, so shvach yuchzin, and he says that he's a levi and she turns out to be a kohen. Nevertheless, al menashe ani levi kohen lo amar shimon mikudeshes. In that case, Shimon says she's not mikudeshes. Why? Kohen's better than a levi. The hamati lemeimar masana derav machre lo beina. Maybe she's a Levi. I think she doesn't want to have someone who's more meyuchas than her. A Levi more than meyuchas her. And that's, I think, how Rashi explains it over there. Next, right? But hitel shvach haynu mar makom, because mitzratze bil kesef the kosher came bil zahav umekadesh ladei shluchom okim lehasam. And she's mekudeshes because it's just mar makom. Minimally, I'll accept silver. That's the third. That's Rav Shimon's case. And also Rabbi Lazar holds this way. Rabbi Lazar d'tnan, because we have a Mishnah in Gittin, on the Samachay, Ha'isha she'amra, a woman says to her shliach, become a shliach kabbalah, skabali giti, become my shliach kabbalah mimakom ploni. My husband's going to bring me a get in makom ploni, go be mekabel my get in makom ploni. The kibbul lab mimakom acher pasol. What happens? The shliach gets bumps into the baal on the way, before he gets to the destination, and he accepts to get in a different destination, a different place. So, Rabbi Lazar Machshir, Rabbi Lazar says that he's Machshir, right? No, sorry, the kibula mimakum acher pasul. Tanakam says it's pasul. Rabbi Lazar Machshir. Mar the Tanakam is sever kepeda. Umar sever mar makum hulo. According to the Tanakam, the wife has been she's makpedes that you should get only accept to get in this place. It's in a different place. You don't have the authority to accept it on my behalf. And Rav Lazar says, no, it's Mara Makam Hula. Her kavana was not that it had to be dafka in this place. Rather, you don't have to go any further than this place. But if you want to go somewhere else, if you want to get it somewhere, accept me for somewhere else, then that's fine as well. We got Rashbam, Rav Lazar Machs here. The Savar Mara Makam Hula, the Trof, the Lechas, Bishkila, Ad Oso Makam, the Im Yichpos, the Lechas, Yoser, Tabo Labracha. If he wants to drive further, so my example is no good. My example says he picked it up in advance, prior to reaching there. He reached it in a destination that was further away. Still, he says, no problem, that's Mar Makom, and we don't have, it's just Mar Makom, so see that all three shitas seem to apply the same rule. Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned, now we get into 8 Echad Bishtar, sugi you can spend a lot of time on. The Mishnah said that Pashut Shekashuv Bo 8 Echad, if you have a get Pashut, that there's only one witness signed in it, or a Makusher, that two witnesses are signed in it, they're both Pasul. need a minimum of two edim in a get pashut and three witnesses in a get makusher. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, basically the question is, what's the Mishnah teaching us? We know, Al Pishnai made him Yakum Dagar. So Bishlam, because that was the takana of the get makusher, because he had to do all these difficult ways, and he was folding it, we learned in the beginning, all the edim had to go down the side of the star. Then why do you have to have it folded? Why do you have to takana the Rabbanan? Right, so by the get makusher, it's two is not enough. The Rabbanan made a takana, you need three. So Bishlam Makusher Shakasav Ashna Aidan Pasol, and I understand why the Mishnah had to tell me that by Get Makusher that two witnesses are Pasol. It's the Sakhadah Amina, because you would have thought Hurulu by Alma Kashla, like you're saying regularly two witnesses are kasher. Hakanami by Makusher should be kasher Ashna Aidim. Kamash Malan the Pasol. Kamash Malan that when the Chachamim made the Takana of Get Makusher, they said that two are no good. Two is the puzzle. You need three witnesses to make a get makusher kasher. Ela pasha shekasabo eid echad. But a get pasha that only has one witness in it, that it's puzzle. It's pshita. It's pasha that it's puzzle. Why? Because you never have a star that's kasher without shnei eidim. So there's a whole chakira, a whole lamdas, with chayim comes to things. And also, what's the problem? What's the psul of a star that only has one eid? So in Hilchos Eidos Perikei Lachabav, there's a whole Arichus, and he says, is it that it's nothing? It's maybe you say it's really a tishtar. It's just missing one witness, so you can't. It doesn't have all the koach, right? What's the lesson he says? The eid echad b'shtar lav klumhu. It's nothing. But Af Torah's eight echad ain't bo litzdarfim od eight echad. It can't even. We'll see. Talk about mitzdarf. It's a nothing. It's a piece of paper. Why? Because the issue of star is that you have the problem of PM peaks tavam. We say no. So it's not the commission echad where you do some bezdin. That only applies to two. But if you don't have two, it's still testimony from a written document, and there'll be puzzle, right? That's one way of saying it. Or you can say that the star is still valid. There's Avis is still in the star. The problem is that it can't speak. It can't speak without it. But it still has something to it. So then you can start talking about combining this Eid Echad B'Shtar with other Eidos. Maybe the two witnesses, Tosfos brings down the case where one Eid signed in one star and one Eid signed in another star. Can you combine them together to make Eidos? So according to the first way, we said no, Eid Echad B'Shtar means nothing. According to the second way, no, Eid Echad B'Shtar has some power, it exists. The question is, what Eid Echad B'Shtar, according to Tosfos, means absolutely nothing, and the other Rishonim argue that Eid Echad B'Shtar is enough to be Eid Echad B'Shtar, that's what Rav Chaim is talking about, and Eid Echad B'Shtar is enough to be Mechayev Yoshua, like a regular Eid Echad, be Mechayev Yoshua. So what's the Machokas? The Machokas is the same thing. How do you view the Eid Echad B'Shtar? If you view the Eid Echad B'Shtar as an absolute nothing, it's a piece of paper, it does nothing, so it can't be Mechayev Yoshua. But if you say that it has some power to it, it just doesn't have the power, full power of a star, then one eight echad b'shtar can be mechayev yeshua, just like a regular eight echad. Okay. So Gemara says it's pshita that eight echad b'shtar is puzzle. Like I said, figure out what does it mean by puzzle. Does puzzle mean it doesn't do anything, or puzzle means you can't? It has. Well, either way, it's puzzle. It's not a star. It doesn't have the full tokif of a star. So Amar Abaye says no. Lo nitzicha, the Tana did not have to teach us this din about eight echad b'shtar. You need that. There's no good. Is that filu eight echad b'ksav, the eight echad b'peh? Meaning, even if you have one aid signing b'ksav, and another aid who's made on the hava al peh, nevertheless, you can't combine them. Right? What does it mean you can't combine them? So the Rashbam seems to say you can't combine them to give the power of a star to be govim alikuchos, but you still have two witnesses on the halva. It's like it just becomes a milvav al peh with edim. So look at the Rashbam. Amar Abaye lo nitzrucha lemisnei eid echad b'pashut pasul el hechad dekimisai le eid echad al peh. There's a helper, an eid echad al peh that's helper. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us the lo samchina ashtara letarof milakuchos. We now can't be so mech on the star to be gobe from milakuchos. You can't. Why? Why not? The shnei edim aksuim ashtar who demak lekala. Only when you have two witnesses on a star does that have the kol which tells buyers beware that there's a lien on the property. The enug elakim milva al peh. It only becomes a milvav al peh. V'tarfra mibnei chori k'din milvav eschaver be'edim lo star. It's the same thing as a milvav al peh. You can be torah from the chazam bnei chorim. The gam halova yochaloma parati. And usually when the lova says parati, you can say shtarcha b'yolcham abayi. I have a star. But here you can't say shtarcha b'yolcham abayi because it doesn't have the din of a star. Right? Mikaven shelo nasa kitiko chachamim, since it wasn't done written the right way. Lo chashvu halova v'lo nishka l'shol l'malve. So the lova's not worried about it. So when he paid him back, the possibility is he paid him back and didn't worry about the, about taking the star back. Because it's not a full fledged star. That's how the Rashbam learns it. But other Rishonim, the Rimigash, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Yona, and the Rush, they hold that when Abaye says that Dafilu Eidecha Bichsav Eidecha Bapeh, it means it doesn't work at all. It's totally a puzzle star. Meaning it can't be mitzarif. They're not mitzarif to do anything. It goes back to the machlok to try to figure out what the star is. I had according to Ramban and other Rishonim, according to Abaye, the Iduyos are not mitzarifos at all, and you can't even go there from B'nei Chorin. You can't be chorin. That's not the power of the star. That's how they explain it. Ameimar chuscholik. On Neymar, when you had eight echad, Tosha has a whole other sheet, we'll talk about that. On Neymar is cholik and says, B'tzirup eight echad b'ksav, Neymar achshir, the eight echad b'ksav, the eight echad b'alpeh. If you have one eight in the star and one eight b'alpeh, then he says it's kosher. According to the Rashbam, when you say it's kosher, that means you can be going even from the Chasim Meshubadim. According to all the other Rishonim, when you say it's kosher, what it means? It means you can be covered from the Chasim Meshubadim. Because they held it, whatever they hold by Abaye, they hold that Neymar argues one step up. Tosos says that look at Tosos, the long Tosos, Amar Abaye lo nisko el beidecha. He says hacha mashba dafka eidecha b'ksav the eidecha b'alpeh hashnayim b'ksav kol echa b'fnayatim mustarfin. He brings down the case I mentioned before where you have two staros and each aid is on a different star. According to here, where Abaye says he can't do tziruf, it's mashma only one's balpeh and one is b'star. But what if one's in one star, one's in another star? Tosos says it's mashma, maybe that's good. And Tosos says no, that can't be. Go further down. He says umi yish lichos the eight echa b'chsav eight echa balpeh lo mayir b'chei gavna. Right, it's not, they don't even talk about this case because he should have mentioned that. To have a shayich lemikot b'shnei b'chsav. So what does he say? He says it's an interesting case. He says that you have. The eid echad in the star is testifying that the loan took place. And then there's an eid echad balpeh, who is not testifying about the loan, but he's an eid mesira. He's testifying that the star was nimsar. And since we hold, like Rav Elazar, that eid and mesira kar say, so he claims that the eid in the star, not only is the eid in the star and eid on the halva, he's also eid in mesira. Because he's allowing for the star to be nimsar over, and then you have the other Eid Valpeh, who's also an Eid Mesira, so you combine the two together to make Eid Mesira on the Mesira Shastar, and that's enough, because Eid Mesira Karsi. Very, very difficult. In other words, the Eid Echad Bishtar, I mean, the difficulty is that the Eid Echad Bishtar is nothing, according to Tosos. You can't combine it to anything else. It's a nothing. Yet, it can turn into an Eid Mesira, and if via Eid Mesira, it can accomplish the same thing it could accomplish by its signature. So, Tosos says, he says, Ella Myri, if you go, I don't know. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. About 12 lines before they get wider, before they get medium. His Elam Mairi Kigong Shaoso Biksav made al Halva, Shara Oso, Vishabal Pen made Shara, Shamasar Hashtar Hazeh, Lo. Sha'id Chasimbo, the Bechir Gavna, Lo Havi Matze Lemikat Shnei Biksav, Lohaki Kasha Nal Nememar, Shar Yeish Mesir Shashtar Hazeh Shnei Edi Mesira. You have two Edi Mesira. Right, sha'ed she'chasum hu ke'ed mesira demochiach she'masalo malve shehu lo hayachosum ela b'tzivoy shalove va'ed she'balpeh me'ed she'masalo lo v'lamalve hilchach kasher turns into an ed mesira and therefore it's kasher apal pi shelo chasum alav ela ed echad sherei ha'al mesiraso yeshnei edim v'kaim alon k'rav elazar but avach shneim b'ksav yechidim but two on either ksav it would be puzzle. So basically Tosos is the only Rishon who seems to be saying that the Eid Echad B'Shtar is an absolute nothing. The other Rishonim say that the Eid Echad, that seems to be the Machlok in Abaye and the Meimar, but they seem to be saying that the Eid Echad B'Shtar has some sort of power. The question is whether it can be Mitzarif or something else. Tosos says an Eid Echad B'Shtar can't be Mitzarif to anything. The only way the Eid Echad B'Shtar works going to a Meimar is because it's not an Eid Echad B'Shtar, it turns into an Eid Mesira. And then it combines with the other Eid Valpeh for Eidus B'Mesira. It's obviously a lot to talk about here, but that's the basically three shitos in the Rishonim how to learn this machlokas. So Ameimar Achshir Be'edecha B'Ksav Be'edecha B'Alpeh. Fine. Amarli Rav Ashi L'Ameimar. So Rav Ashi says to Ameimar, V'had Abaye Mai. What about the rule of Abaye? You seem to be ignoring Abaye. Samarlei lo shmilei. I didn't hear Abaye. Meaning klomer lo shmilei. I don't hold like him. What's the problem? Ameimar's arguing on Abaye.
Why do that?
Is it right? Both Amoraim, right? But if that's the case, Elakasha, then we have a question. We go back to the question, right? Abaye said his whole din because we had a kasha from the Mishnah of what's the chiddush of telling me that two edim in a star get pashut are puzzle. So Abaye says no, because we're talking about a case where echad bal peh, echad b'shtar, that's the chiddush. According to a Meimar, echad b'shtar and echad bal peh is kosher. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah still? That you need two witnesses. You have two witnesses also. Right? Why do we need? According to him, it's pasha. Even the case that Abaye came up with, according to a Meimar, is kosher. According to the Rashbam, even the case that Abaye came up with is also kosher. According to Abaye, just it's less kosher. It just means that it's kosher. It can't be golden milik kukos. So masnisan hakam ashmalan. So a Meimar says, now the Mishnah is coming to teach me that we're using the shnayim to be megala on the shlosha. We're using the din of two by pasha to explain the din of three by Mekusher, the Shnayim the Mekusher ke'ed echad b'pashut. That two witnesses in a Mekusher are the same thing as eid echad by a get pashut. Mahasam, just like by a get pashut psul d'oraisa. There's only one witness. It's psul mi d'oraisa. Again, figuring out what the psul is. We mentioned the Reb Chaim, but it's still psul d'oraisa. If you have a star that is signed only by one witness, you can't be gova from it. So Mishlami, it's possible completely. Others say that you can force a shua. But midin shtar, it doesn't have the koach of a shtar, so it's possible d'oraisa. So ap hachanami, so too by get mekusher that only has two witnesses signed on it, it's psul d'oraisa. It's possible midoraisa, and therefore if you used it to get divorce your wife, she's not migureshes. And if this is a shtar halva, you can't be going from the chasim mishuvadim, or according to Rashbam, according to others, you can't be gova at all. The question is, what do you mean psul d'oraisa? It's right. It's the Rosh Hashanah. It's Takan the Ramon. Ket Makusha is a din the Ramon. So Tosis points out right away. Hachanai Psul Doraisa, Lav Doraisa Mamish. Can't be Mini Doraisa. The Ket Makusha or Midor Banan Havi. Get the Amal El. So what does it mean? That Lot of Lad Mamsu Midor Banan. Kihechi the Havi Mamsu Psul Pashut Karli Doraisa. Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka. I mean, just completely possible. It doesn't have any. Just like it's possible Doraisa by the Pashut, it's completely possible by the get Mekusher also. But the Yad Raman, the Ritva, they explain that the whole takana of get Mekusher is takana is the Ravanan. So therefore, Mida Oraisa, a get Mekusher is puzzle because the Edim are signed behind, in the back. They sign the flip side of the star. So Midinda Oraisa, it should be puzzle to begin with. Because if Hefker based on Hefker, they can do it. They made a takana chachamim that if you have to work that out. They made a takana that get makusha works, but if you don't do it via their way, it goes back to the psul d'oraisa. So it really is psul d'oraisa, but it's very dangerous.
Psul d'oraisa, how does it get isha matar and isha
sish? Yeah, we should have talked about that at the beginning when we mentioned that it's a get derabana. You can't say hefker based on hefker by ishas, right? Don't say that by mom. My mom knows. I don't know. They only say that in certain situations in the Shas, and they don't mention it here. That's a good question. Okay. Hakdama to the next few lines. There's a Bryson in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed. What's that? 40 days away. Something like that. I judge the calendar by how many days away it is. It's today February 2nd. No, it's 11 days from finishing Baba Basra. So I guess that's a good thing. I don't know what the Hebrew date is. I just know. So there's a Raisa Sanhedrin that has a tumach locos between the Tanayim. Okay, about whether you can be, how you make Sarif Eilus by Dine Mamanos. So Rabbi Shulman Karcha holds that two witnesses do not need to be made on the same maisa, provided that the outcome of their testimony leads to the same result. For example, it's enough to say, I say that you lent him $100 on Monday, and I say you lent him $100 on Tuesday. Bottom line is, you owe him $100. The two aid him on the $100 loan. According to Shubin Karcha, that is fine. The Chachamim, how to comment that Bryce says, no, they're not mitzvah until they see the same Meister. They have to make the testimony on the same loan. And there's another machlokus. According to Rabbi Nassan, the two witnesses need to be made together. But if one gives testimony on Sunday and the other gives testimony on Monday, they're not mitzdarif. Either they're talking about the same loan. They have to testify together. Tanakam in the Brisa says that no, that their edus is mitzdarefes even when they're not meyid biyacha together. So a Meimar is now trying to prove that he's correct, that an eid echad bishtar and an eid echad balpeh is mitzdarif. Again, how is it mitzdarif to do what? Machlokas Rashbam and the Rishonim. That machlokas goes through the entire sugya. So teda the shalchu mitam chavrei, that the chaverim in the yeshiva sent to who? To Rav Yirmiyah. Why did they have to send that to Rav Yirmiyah? Because remember in Daf Chav Gimel, like 150 some odd, and 40 some odd days ago, Rav Yirmiyah got kicked out of the base measures because he asked the question. They talked about a gozel that's 50 amos away, and he says, "What if 1 foot's in 50 amos, 1 foot's not in 50 amos?" And they kicked him out of the base measures. So the Machlokas is why they kicked him out. Whether because he was just talking to Machanik and they wanted him out, or they said, "No, what are you asking us to the Shaila for? It says 50. This isn't 50." So they threw him out of the base measures. Nevertheless, they still send Shailas to him. What?
Huh?
On the sidelines. They went, you know, he's the advisor. You know, he doesn't have an official title. He's a minister without portfolio. So Shalchu mitam chavrei l'Rav Yirmiyah. They asked him the shaila. Ein echad b'chsav. The ein echad an al peh. Mahu sheyitzarfu. Can they be mitzdarif? What's the halacha? So he answers. Aliba the Tanakam Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha lo tibaylach. According to the Tanakam Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha, who says that you have to testify on the same maisa, there's no mocking for the shayla. Afilu shnayim b'ksav v'shnayim bal peh lo mitzdarfi. Even if they're both b'ksav and both bal peh, you're not mitzdarif. They have to witness and testify the same thing. Lo mitzdarfi. So therefore, so he seems to be assuming that case is that one's mitzdar. They're each. That the aid b'shtar and the aid bal peh testifying about two different loans. I don't know why that's true. Maybe the one signed it and one just witnessed it. But he says lo tibaylach tafilu shnayim b'chsav or shnayim bal peh lo mitzdarfi elot he tibaylach. Where can you ask the questions? That's a leave of the reshuv ben karcha, right? Because he says that they can be mitzdarf. So do we say shnayim b'chsav or shnayim bal peh mitzdarfi? Maybe only if they testify in the same manner they can be mitzdarf. Aval aid echad b'chsav the echad. Maybe make a difference, and they are mitzdarif. So what Rashbam says, I'll leave the Rabbi Yeshua, right? Shnayim b'chsav, shnayim b'al peh mitzdarfin, afil im b'zeh echar zeh ro'ei dusan. Aval im eid echar b'chsav and eid echar b'al peh, that's the shayla. That's the shayla, whether or not, because Rabbi Yeshua is assuming, maybe only said it when they testify in the same method. So, shalach lehu, Rabbi Yirmiyah sends back to them a tshuva, Ani eni kedai. I'm not right to be machriya. I'm not sure if he's saying I'm not right to be machriya. Either A, he's being humble, or B, he says, listen, you guys kicked me out of the base medrash. Why are you asking me the shayla? I think either one makes sense. But sheshalach temli. But since you sent to me elakach das talmidchem, this is the das of your talmid, meaning me, right? Elakach das talmidchem note yitzdarfu. It seems to me that an eid echad b'chsav and an eid echad bal peh should be mitzdarif, and that's like a meimar and not like a ba'ei. So. My question on this is we had, why is this a raya to a meimar? According to all the other, according to the Rashbam, even a baye held that the eight echad b'shtar and the eight echad bal peh can be mitzdarif, just it's not mitzdarif to be going from lekuchos. Who says Rav Yirmiyah is saying that they can be mitzdarif to go from lekuchos? Maybe saying they're mitzdarif like a baye, according to the Rashbam. I think here's a raya for the other shitos. The other shittos say that the machlokas in a bayi and a meimer is the ein echad b'shtar mitzdarif to create, to do anything. According to a bayi, it amounts to nothing. According to a meimer, it amounts to a milvah bal peh, you can collect from the chasim b'nei chorin. And here we say it's mitzdarif is a raya to a meimer, that they're mitzdarif. But according to the Rashbam, why is this a raya to a meimer? Even a bayi says that they're mitzdarif to do something. So how do you know Rav Yirmiyah is a raya to a meimer? I think that this is a raya to the other rishonim. Say anything about him? Look, say anything about him about that. But he does. Hiksha Harashba. L'dasa Rashbam sham she'abaye modet she'edus mistarefes la'ina b'nei chorim ma'uchi chameim adivri v'yirmiya hara yitochein she'kabanoso v'yitztarfu rak v'inyan gavis nechasim b'nei chorim k'das abaye u'minayim lo she'rabi yirmiya govim l'kugos ma'piyedos. Okay, it's a question of the Rashbam. The Rashbam asked that question. And then he says here, behindu v'teirz b'dochak, so I don't know what that is. But that's the question. Who says that this is a raya? Okay, they assume it's a raya. So that, there are going to be four versions of the story of Rabbi Yirmiya. That's version number one. Amar Lei, Ravashi says, no, that's not the story, and therefore it's not a raya to a Meimar. He says, Ana hachi mas nistan lei. This is how I learned the story. Desoch lechavi l'Rav Yirmiya, they sent Rav Yirmiya shnayim she'idim. You have two edim that testify on the same edus. But echad bebeis din zeh, the echad bebeis din zeh. One testifies on one beis din, one testifies on another beis din. Mahu, what's the din? So you have all beis din, eitzel beis din, v'tzarefu. Can who bought the din and get together and v'tzarefu the two eduyos? So he answers, aliba the Tanakam Rabbi Nosson lo tivoy lecha. Look, according to the Tanakam Rabbi Nosson, you don't have a shayla, because he says, da filu b'chad beis din anami lo mitzarefu. Even they come in different days in the same beis din, they're not mitzarefu. They're not, definitely not going to be mitzarefu, they're in two different bote dinim. Elakiti boy loch aliba the Reb Nosson. The Shaila is according to Reb Nosson because he says maybe because he says they can come on Sunday, one on Monday. Does he say that only in one Beis Din? What if they come in different two different Bate Dinim? That's the Shaila. Bechad Beis Din hudim starfei abal betray Beis Din alom starfei ol diom aloshna. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. But shalach luhu when he's responding to them, ani eni kidai. But shatem shalachem li elakachtas tamitchem note she according to Reb Nosson it's starful that they can be mitzarf in this case. That's version number two. Version number three. Mar Baruchia Amar Hachi Shalchole. This is the shayla they asked him. Shnayim Shehedu Beis Din Zeh. Two testified in one Beis Din. V'chazur Beidu Beis Din Zeh. And then, right, the case is two testified in one Beis Din, and then two of the Dayanim will disappear. So there's only one Dayan now to render a decision. So what do they do? V'chazur Beidu Beis Din Zeh. So the witnesses go to Beis Din number two, and again two of the Dayanim leave, and there's only one Dayan left. And then they do it again in the third case. And now you have three dayanim, three separate bate dinim. Mahu sheyavu echa mikol beis din mitzarfu. Can each dayan from each beis din come together and render a decision based on the edus? So I'll leave it to Rabbi Nassan. According to Rabbi Nassan, lo tiboy lecha. There's no suffix because hashda edim mitzarfu dayanim ibayim. He says edim can be mitzarfu. Kosher can dayanim can be mitzarfu. I guess you have to figure out what's the kosher can there. Elakiti Bailak, the Suffolk is Aliba the Tanakhana Rabbi Nosson. According to Tanakhana Rabbi Nosson, who says that Edim are not Mitzarif. Does he say Edim who do lo Mitzarifin? About Dayanim Mitzarifin? Or Dilma Loshna, that both Edim and both Dayanim are not Mitzarif? So Shalach Lahu, he answers them, Ani Eini Kadai, Atem Shalatem Li, Elakhatas Tamitzam Note, Sheyit Starfu. Even according to Tanakhana Rabbi Nosson, that the Dayanim can be Mitzarif. Fourth version of the story, Rabina Amar Hachi Shalchulei. Shlosha sheyashu l'kayim ashtar. Three witnesses, three gadayonim are standing around to be mekayim ashtar. And b'meis echamayhen, one of the gadayonim die. So when they give the hanpeik on the, so the two, three gadayonim were there, they verified it, now they're gonna give the stamp, one of the gadayonim dies. So what do you write on the shtar? So meis echamayhen, shrichi l'michtov, do they have to write, b'mosav t'losa habine v'chad leshe, that we sat, the three people sat in judgment, and now one died? Olo, or did they not have to write that? So Shalach Lahu, he says, "Vatim ani eni kedai, but tem shalatim li elakatas hamitcham nokem shetrichem l'michtov b'mosav t'losa avine v'chad l'seiyu." You should write the facts as they are. There were three of us here. One died. He's no longer here. But we're mekayim the shtar. And al da, I guess each one according to their own version. But al da, aluhu the Rabbi Yirmiya be midrasha. Al da, they brought Rabbi Yirmiya back to the base medrash. They let him in because I guess he asked the shaila shaloka hagun. Then daf chav gimel, and now we give tshuva kohagun on daf kuf samachay. So the question is, if they were doing daf yomi, it wasn't such a long banishment from the base measures. But if they were learning at Be'iyun, this could have been years. Okay. Want to see him? They needed a sponsor for the kiddush, so they put him in. Okay. So let's just do the next mishnah. Okay. The mishnah now is going to deal with shtaros that have lishonos. Sosros, the contradictory lashon lishonos in the text. Okay, kasev bo in the shtar it's written that A borrowed from B zuzin ma'a the inus loin esrin 100 zuz which is 20 sloin, which is not true because 100 zuzim equals 25 sloin. So ein lo, the malve, the lender, only has esrin, only has 20 sloin. Only has 20 sloin, because we say yad bal ashtar al tachtona, and amosim yichaber al araya. Right? So he has to prove. But if the shtar is written zuzin me'ah, 100 zuzin, the inu tlusin sloin, 100 zuz, which is 30 sloin, which is not true, because 100 zuz is how many we said, is 25 sloin, ein lo el amana. He only has a mana, which is 25 zuz. Again, because yad bal ashtar, al hatachtona. Now, what if there's some sort of eraser in the shtar? It says, kesef zuzin de inun, says, you borrowed from me silver coins, which are, it doesn't say how many, it's erased, benimchak, so we don't know how many, but ein pachos mishtayim. Zuzin is mashma plural. So if we only say the minimum amount, we say he owes him two zuzin. Right? So too, if he says kesef sloin de inhu, it says sloy kesef shehem, it doesn't say how many, but nimchak, it doesn't say ein pachos mishtayim, it has to be two. Darkonos the inun, and what darkonos? What currency is the darkonos? Drachmas. Darkonos the inun, the nimchak, ein pachos mishtayim. I don't know why to say it three times. Why I don't have to say it three different cases. Same halacha. Okay. I saw a shaila in the Chashukei Chemed. Guy comes, a wealthy guy. He's a wealthy guy, and an ani comes to his door, and he wants to get money. So the wealthy guy writes him a check. So you know, in the check there are two different parts. You have the part where you write the number, and the part where you write out in longhand the amount. So where he wrote the number, he wrote 300, and where he wrote the words out, he wrote 30,000. So the ani comes to the bank. The bank doesn't know what to do, so he calls up the gvir, you know, which is it? 330,000. He says, I'm not sure. I don't remember what it was a tuck. I'm not sure what I was. So what is it? Is it 300 or it's 30,000? So here it seems to be saying that, you know, yad bal ashtar al tachtona, it has to be motzei mechaber al araya. But Zilberstein there says maybe it's different over there, because we also say, you'll see in a minute, we also say that sometimes the part of the star is magal and the other part of the star. So to make a mistake from 300 to 300,000, he hears more. But from 300 to 30,000, I mean, it's a completely different. You had to add zeros, you had to write 1,000 instead of writing 100. So he thinks maybe, and also because it's stuck, maybe you're supposed to be mathematical stuck, he thinks maybe you would have to pass the check for 30,000 shekel and not 300. He leaves the Betzarach again. Okay. Kasabam Lamalan, that's based on this Mishnah here. Kasabam Lamalan, the top of the star, right? The star says everything in the text, and the last line repeats everything. So Kasabam Lamalan Mana. On the top it says Amana, which is 100 zuz. But in Lamalta, at the end, at the summary sentence, it says Masayim, says 200 zuz. So, or Milmala Masayim Lamata Mal, or the other way around. It says 200 on top and 100 on the bottom. Hakol Holich Afar Tachton. You go according to the second part of the star, because you assume that the second part of the star is with the final Gemiros Das. So, in Cain, if that's the case, Lama Kosman is Elyon, so why do you even write the top one? Just say, I owe you money, and the bottom will repeat how much it is. What's the top four? So Lama Kosim Esa Elyon. He says no. She'im Timchak Ok Achas Min Tachton Yilma Min Elyon. No, the reason why you need it, the whole reason why you need it in the beginning is, and not in the repeat section, is that if there's no stira, but it's a Nimchak on the bottom, you can't read it. Then the Tachton, the Elyon will be Megal on the Tachton. But otherwise, you go by the number on the bottom. Okay, stop here.
What?